Yeah, hi there. These comments are for Seva. This is Michael from the 7-Step System to pass the TOEFL IBT. I'm doing very well. Thank you for your email. You made a comment over at my website. So you said, I'd like to register for your program. I have exactly 30 days to give my TOEFL test. I think you want to say to prepare for your TOEFL test, right? You're saying that you're going to take the test 30 days from now, right? So you said, please let me know section-wise how many sections and time required to prepare for each section, as this information is not included in your audio. Thank you for your reply. You're welcome. All right, now, this is kind of a tough question because it depends on how advanced you are already in your English proficiency, and some of my lessons you were already familiar with and you don't need to worry about as much. Other lessons you want to prepare and spend more time with. So I'm not sure if I can answer your question, but I'll do my best. So step one, supersize your vocabulary. I have a 8-week recommended study time for this particular step. Step two is target and improve your pronunciation weaknesses. I have a 4 to 8 week recommended study time for this one, and this consists of about 49 specific lessons to improve your pronunciation. Grammar, I recommend a 4 to 8 week recommended study time for this particular step. For the listening, step four, I have 4 weeks recommended study time. Step five is reading. I have 4 to 6 weeks recommended study time for this one. Step six, target and improve your writing weaknesses. This is a 4 to 8 week recommended study time. Step seven, which is the last step, speaking, it's a 4 to 8 week recommended study time for this one. Now remember that the first three are the basic foundation English lessons, the vocabulary, pronunciation, and grammar. You can probably work on all three of these steps at the same time. Now, if you're asking me, Michael, can I finish every lesson and every step in 4 weeks and learn and understand all the information? Probably not. But, you know, if your TOEFL score is pretty high, you will focus, you know, in those areas that you need the most. For example, if your reading score is already pretty high, I just had a student from Brazil who subscribed to my system yesterday. His name's Julio. His listening, I think, is 29 out of 30. His reading is like 28 out of 30. So obviously, he doesn't need to worry very much about my vocabulary step, my reading step, or my listening step. Now, what he's having trouble with is the speaking and writing step. So for him, he's going to focus more in those two areas and not in all areas of my course. So what you want to do is, ideally, Seva, if you can look at your score report, if you've taken the TOEFL before, look at what your weaknesses are. And once you make a payment and you become one of my students, you can go through each step and look at the different lessons, and you can pick which ones you think will be most beneficial for helping you improve in your own weaknesses. Also, Seva, when you do a pronunciation pretest, I will evaluate it, and if your pronunciation is really, really good, I'll tell you to skip step two, right? Now, also, you can do a practice test for my speaking and writing areas. Again, I will evaluate those practice tests and let you know how you would score, and I'll give you some recommendations on what you can do to improve, including I will make some recommendations as to which lessons, for example, in those speaking and writing steps, you need to focus on in order to improve. So that's kind of how it works. So hopefully I've answered your question somehow. Anyway, thank you for contacting me, and all the best to your high-scoring TOEFL success.